Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Salzman.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to the Portland City Council. The City Council represents all Portlanders and meets to do the city's business. The presiding officer preserves order and decorum during City Council meetings so everyone can feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with Council Clerk's Office for Communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist. If you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds, a yellow light goes on. When your time is done, a red light goes on. If you are in the audience and would like to show your support for something that is said, please feel free to do a thumbs up. If you want to express you do not support something, please feel free to do a thumbs down. Disruptive conduct, such as shouting or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being ejected for the remainder of the meeting. After being ejected, a person who fails to leave the meeting is subject to arrest for trespass. Thank you for helping keep your Portlanders feel welcome, comfortable, respected, and safe.
Thank you. And Sue, I understand the first four individuals for communications would like to come up together. Is that correct?
Correct.
Very good.
Item 1067, request of Donna Cohen to address council regarding continued delays and broken promises in implementing the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2. And you can all come up, please. Item 1068, request of Ruth Wellen Dix to address council regarding the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 plan. 1069, request of Barbara Quinn to address council regarding the St. John's Truck Strategy plan, and also request of Rachel Hill to address the same.
You can just pull up another chair.
And it's my understanding, Sue, that with prior agreement, Donna Cohen has swapped with somebody else. Is that correct?
That's me.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
Thank you. All right. In any order that you would like, 3 minutes each. Name for the record, please.
Well, since everyone's looking at me. My name is Barbara Quinn. I worked on the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 and also Phase 1. And I also worked on the St. John's Plan 2002 to 2004. I did miss out on the original St. John's Truck Strategy 2001. And I would like to say a thank you to the city. I really appreciate that the city decided to work with the St. John's community on Truck Strategy Phase, or not Phase 1, but 2001. That was a long-time issue, has been a long-time issue, was discussed between the community and the city, probably starting in the 80s and definitely in the 90s, and some of you may even remember some of that, possibly. It's been something like 30 years from the community perspective, and I'd just like to point out that since the St. John's Truck Strategy 2001, it's been about 20 years. That's a long time, and one of the main priorities we had back then even was North Fessenden. North Fessenden has been used as a de facto truck route for years. And in fact, at the time of Phase 2 negotiations, there were about 500 trucks per day using the route, and about 0.5% of those were making local deliveries. So 3 to 4 trucks per day were making local deliveries. The rest were cutting through. So I'd just like to say that I'm acting as sort of a continuity person here since I was aware of the very first negotiations and what that was. And I'm disappointed that what's happening in Phase 2 as far as the delays is exactly what happened in Phase 1 as well. And I hope that with the latest developments. We're going to see some actual construction on the ground, but I'm not going to believe things are going to happen until I see that construction on the ground, because we have seen a series of promises from PBOT that really haven't really fleshed out. So my hope is that in coming here today, I just want to assure you that we have a lot of people in St. John's, activists who have been active for many years, and we do have a sense of continuity in the neighborhood, and we're going to remember things. So we'll hopefully keep that up as this construction progresses and in the future. And we'd really like to see it get started. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good. Good morning. My name is Francesca Barini, and Donna was nice enough to let me just come and talk to you for a few minutes. I've been following this truck strategy for about, since 2012 was when I found out about the strategy when they were doing their initial study, and they came to the neighborhood and they talked to us, they showed us some graphs, and we were like, fantastic, we're going to get something done. And I have a lot of patience for the mechanics of government, and you know, things take time to build. I'm a maker, that's my trade. But traffic's getting worse there. I'm a runner, and it's very hard for me to run across the street at the corner at which I live. I live on Pier Park Place, and that's where Fessenden and St. Louis meet. And a part of the truck strategy was that you were going to put two crosswalks there, and I watch people from the apartments with strollers. There's a bus stop across the street. It's the only place within like a half mile on either way you can cross the street to get to the bus stop, and you have to run through heavy traffic. They keep telling us they're going to build it. I mean, here's something. Portland has a lot of issues that are really, really difficult to work on, that have solutions that you're still debating. Here's something that they've come and studied. There's supposedly the money for it. Everybody wants it. We're all on the same side. Why don't we just start making it now, 2018, when they said it was going to start? That's my main point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My name is Ruth Llewellyn Dix, and I'm a concerned St. John's resident. I'm a 76-year-old resident who lives one block south of Fessenden. I travel across Fessenden on Charleston Avenue to work at my plot in Pier Community Garden several times per week. At first, I would walk the route, but because the traffic is so fast and heavy, I have resorted to driving. Even driving is problematic. So I turn right, then turn left instead of driving straight across. I think I speak for other seniors in my neighborhood, as well as parents and children who cross this corridor daily. Before moving to St. John's 3 years ago, I worked at the St. John's Community Center, where I met residents who are here today and have been working on this issue for close to 20 years. Today, I want to urge you to make good on the promise to complete this life-saving project by 2019. By completing the plan strategy changes, we can better achieve Vision Zero. Please, no more delays. After all, I'm not getting any younger, and I wish to enjoy my trips to Pier Garden, especially with my grandchildren. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor and Councilors. My name is Rachel Hill. There are three corridors affected by the St. John's truck strategy: Columbia Way, the St. Louis-Fessenden corridor, and North Lombard between St. Louis and Bruce. The reason I come today is to stand together with these advocates across St. John's, demanding that the truck strategy improvements that have been promised and delayed numerous times be implemented without delay. We're heartened to see that PBOT received the go-ahead for the project, and we urge you to assure that it occurs as promised and on time. But I also come to advocate for residents on and near Lombard, the designated truck route, whose story is part of this bigger one and also has its unique struggles. Namely, we have the impact of massive amounts of trucks that are on a primarily residential street. Since truck traffic has been fully diverted onto Lombard, safety and livability have taken a nosedive. Constant freight noise, diesel pollution, and frightening pedestrian experiences are negatively impacting our community. Accidents have increased, especially on the S-curb at St. John's and Jersey Streets. In images I provided you, you can see a detached trailer that fell off of a semi and narrowly missed hitting William Travis, the owner of Dub's Barbecue, as he was removing his sandwich sign. Dub wrote me yesterday to say that this was, quote, an almost very tragic accident for him. This section of Lombard, St. Louis to Bruce includes crossings for Sitton Elementary School, Pier Park, the 40-mile bike loop, and a public pool. It has 80 single-family residences, five apartment complexes, and six businesses. It represents a wide cross-section of stakeholders and tends to be a place where renters and lower-income residents live. The 44 and 75 bus routes reach the farthest parts of our city and neighborhood and service the port. It's a place for people, not just trucks. Much has changed since the design development in 2013. All trucks are now on Lombard. When PBOT came to talk to us about design engineering in 2017, we engaged fully and made important improvements to the design, including speed reader boards around the S-curve, more trees and crosswalks, and a better outreach process with mail notification and an evaluation. Community evaluation from lived experience is an important metric going beyond traffic engineering. We've agreed to make PBOT has agreed to make the revisions that the community feels, if the community feels safety is not adequate. And these promises are in a letter that was signed by Interim Director Chris Warren. We also feel the city must continue to work on a better, longer-term solution. Traffic on Lombard is increasing. The new Amazon shipping facility will have 1,000 new parking spaces and truck traffic. As host to the truck route, St. John's and Lombard are carrying a heavy traffic burden, not just for the neighborhood, but for the city overall. We need a freight strategy that looks at community health and economic viability together and gets massive volumes of trucks off of our streets. The community members on Lombard want to see the improved safety of all three corridors. I'm here to join my neighbors in requesting that the construction of this important and long-delayed project be expedited as soon as possible. I've included a document with other neighbors' testimony. We want to have a strong relationship with the city, with accountability and the ability for residents to have feedback and impact on the solutions that affect them. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your being here. Commissioner Daly, did you have a comment?
I could give a quick update, but I think one of you may have already mentioned that this we're expecting to have the low bid contractor on October 23rd, and construction is slated for January 2019.
It's very skeptical still.
Well, I'm not so skeptical. I am the new commissioner in charge of PBOT. It's only been a month, but I've got a lot of information here that we don't have time for me to share with you right now, but of course there's always potential for other delays. That really depends on the contractor, if they're good to go in January, but it really does look like things are proceeding as of January.
That's good news. Yeah.
One last thing. It is the darkest time of the year, and we've already had deaths on our street. Like, people have literally been killed crossing the street. There's very little lighting in a lot of those places. And just, I mean, somebody might die again. That's very strong possibility.
You've made a good case, and you've made a good case for the urgency. And I'm encouraged by what Commissioner Udaly says, and I appreciate her taking up the mantle as our new transportation commissioner, and I'm sure you will continue to hold this council accountable. I'm not as well versed on all the details of the phase two strategy, but if I'm hearing what's being said, it sounds like the request that you're making is being acted upon, and Commissioner Udaly is pushing that forward. So it looks like we have, at least to my ear, a resolution here in the making. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.